심하다.
아멘. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, let us commence a Friday night service.
奉主耶稣圣名, 我们开始星期五晚上的安息日聚会。
Let's sing him 379.
请唱诗379首。
Kneel down, pray together. We ask God's guidance for tonight's service.
我们现在要跪下，同心一起祷告，求神带领今天晚上的聚会。
Let's all pray together.
我们一起同心祷告。
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I speak.
奉主耶稣圣名，我在这里证道。
This night, I'd like to share with you about the fruit of the Holy Spirit, the first one. Please turn to Galatians.
今天晚上我想和大家分享圣灵所结的果子。那请大家翻到加拉太书。
Galatians chapter 5.
加拉太书第五章。
Chapter 5, verse 22 and 23.
加拉太书第五章22节23节。
Galatians chapter 5, verse 22 and 23.
加拉太书第五章第22节23节。
But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such things, there is no law.
二十二节，圣灵所结的果子就是仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐、恩慈、良善、信实。二十三节，温柔、节制，这样的事没有律法禁止。
I'm sure because we all know about this, the fruit of Holy Spirit.
我们知道，在座很多人都知道圣灵的果子是什么。
I think it's all Christians. Our goal is to seeking of this. The fruit of holy, fruit of spirit.
而身为基督徒，我们的目标也是追求结出圣灵的果子。
If we truly follow the desire of the Holy Spirit,
如果我们真的顺从圣灵
，eventually we can acquire this love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, all this on the way, gentleness, self-control, all these nine precious fruit we can be.We can bear within our life.
我们就可以慢慢结出仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐、恩慈、良善、信实、温柔、节制这九个不同的圣灵果子。
One of a philosopher in Korea, he said that our life journey is considered quite. We have a short life.
我曾经说过，我觉得人生本身是很短暂的。
But within our life, most the longest journey is come from.It's from our from here to our heart.
那在人生中，最长的旅途来自我们的心到我们的心智。
Many things in the Bible we read, as a knowledge, we can learn a lot of things in the Bible.
我们读圣经，从圣经上可以学习到许多的东西。
But it doesn't mean that we can get there. We get this precious treasure right away.
但是不代表我们马上就得到了圣经上所记载的。
Especially when we have a flesh desire, and also there's a desire of the Holy Spirit. These two always struggle within us. We can overcome our flesh desire and gain the spiritual fruit we bear. It's a lot of challenge.
尤其在我们心中常常有肉体欲望还有圣灵的这个挣扎，所以要得到圣灵结出圣灵的果子，是一个不容易的挑战。
Now, Jesus came to this world, showing us how we can, our life to be upscaled.
主耶稣来到这世上，要教导我们如何提升我们的生活。
A way to show to bring all the people to upscale, helping them to.Live their life to the spiritual dimensions, using His true love to show love to them.
用他的爱，他展示给世人，要如何把生活提升到灵性的那一层面。
I think Christian life, we seeking for the spiritual life.
那身为基督徒，当我们在追求属灵的生活
，spiritual life, it's not complicated.
属灵的生活并不复杂。
It's simple.
其实是很简单的。
But yet, it's not that easy way, a lazy way to regain this fruit of spirit.
但却不是懒惰或者容易得到的。
And here, the fruit of spirit, the first one you mentioned, the love.
这里圣灵所结的果子，第一样讲到的就是仁爱。
For myself, love is too big to conceive in my heart.
对我自己来讲，仁爱是一件很难完全融入我心的一样东西。
I think I myself still continue to seeking to find out that this true love within my life.
我也是不断的寻找，在我生活中能够充满着爱。
We know that when Abraham when he start his journey, when God asked him to leave from Haran, he left.
我们知道，当亚伯拉罕被神呼召从哈兰出来的时候
，This is a first step to learn about God's love.
这就是他学习神爱的第一步。
And he spent many years trying to that way to he understands and eventually he understands the love of God.
他也花了许多年来慢慢了解神的爱究竟是什么。
Even Abraham, with the faith, it takes such a long period of time to learn about the love of God.
虽然亚伯拉罕是凭着信心，但是他仍然花了许多年的时间才能了解。
I think when he got the son Isaac, it takes about 25 years.
当他得到了儿子以撒25年后
he simply understand God gave him the promised son Isaac in his hands.
他只是明白说神已经给他所应许的儿子。
In order to receive this wonderful love from God, it takes about 25 years.
要接受到神如此厚的爱是足足等了二十五年。
But when the Isaac grew up to about the teenage young about young young man.
但是当以撒长大之后
，God challenged him, ask him to offer his only son to the Mount Moriah to offering to God.
神却叫亚伯拉罕把他唯一的儿子到摩利亚山献上。
That is the part of he truly understand. What is this meaning of love in his life?
也是在那个时候，他来明白究竟爱是什么。
At the beginning, God taught him, love is giving something in his hands, so that he can feel the love of God.
起初，神教导他是把爱这样东西交到他的手上去。
But later, what God's way to teach him to the true love is taking he willing to offer the most precious one to God so he can understand the true love of God.
但是后来神教导他的爱就是要从他生命中最珍贵的东西要懂得去献上。
So in my age is my life with my life understand God's love I'm still I think as like a little child kind of stage to understand God's love.
所以在我这个年纪我对神的了解我觉得很像还是小孩子想要去了解爱一般。
I hope that all the brothers and sisters and we can continue seeking for the learning about understand this true love of God.
我也希望在座的弟兄姐妹们大家能继续的去寻求了解爱。
Most precious love he offered to us. He himself come to this world. He offered his own life for us.
主耶稣给我们最珍贵的爱就是他自己来到这个世上献上。
Listen to Romans chapter 5.
请翻到罗马书第五章。
Romans chapter 5.
罗马书第五章。
Romans chapter 5 and verse 6.
罗马书第五章第六节。
Romans chapter 5 verse from 6 to 11.
罗马书第五章第六节到第十一节。
For while we were still helpless, at the right time Christ died for the ungodly. For one will hardly die for the righteous man, though perhaps for the good man someone would dare even to die. But God demonstrates his own love toward us.In that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more than having now been justified by his blood, we shall be safe from the wrath of God through him. For if we were enemies, we were reconciled to God through the death of his son. Much more having been reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. And Not only this, but we also exult in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have now received the reconciliation. I can finish verse 11 here. We can see from here these few verses. We can learn what is God's love.
从这几节，我们就可以学习到所谓神的爱。
That He died for the ungodly.
他为罪人死。
If I myself was a very righteous person in front of God, and God saved me, then I feel like I part of myself that deserve myself because His salvation.
如果我本身是为义人，然后神主耶稣为我死，我或许会觉得是值得的，因为我是义人。
But we notice at the beginning, we are against God.
但是我们知道起初人是敌对神的。
We know the sin came into this world.
我们知道罪来到这个世上。
All the natures, all the our the flesh natures, it become very selfish nature.
我们肉体所有的欲望都变得非常的自私。
And jealousy, hate, and greedies, all kinds of this kind of sinful natures, flesh nature within us to pull our life away from God and against God.
我们生活就充满了许多肉体上的欲望、嫉妒、纷争、贪心，也因为这样子，慢慢的把我们从神脱离的越来越远。
Of course, because if we have a good enough, then we know. Because in the society, somebody is very good that we want to befriend that person. Some we can willing to offer something to that person if the person do good to us.
我们知道，在社会上，如果有一位好人，他对我们好，我们就很想把东西给他，也对他好。
But here, the Romans chapter 5 verse 6 on here explained to us.When we are ungodly, which means that we are very selfish life we will live at that time, he came to this world and he died for us.
但是在第六节这里说，当我们还软弱，还是罪人的时候，主耶稣就为我们死。
And verse 8.
第八节。
But God demonstrated his own love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us.
唯有基督在我们还做罪人的时候为我们死。
He explained about this love, which is the love of agape.
这里说形容的爱是爱的最高层次。
This is what we can call the unconditional love.
这种爱是毫无条件的爱。
Many times I think about our own children.
有时候我们想到自己的小孩。
Whatever they do against me, then I can accept them.
不管他为对我们做的是什么，我们都懂得去接受。
I can see myself and also.The love is enough to accept them.
而我们对小孩子的爱也足够去包容这一切。
Even though they're against me, I can accept them.
虽然他是敌对我们的，但是我们还是能去接受。
I don't know how much I can bear when they're getting to teenage, but I think I can accept them at this moment.
我不知道当我的小孩再大一点，到了青少年时期的话，我还能接受多少？但是现在这个阶段，我是能接纳他们的。
God's love toward us, it's not that kind of the little love that I have that I can accept my children.
但是神对我们的爱却远远超过单单我们只是能接受我们小孩子的那种爱。
This love is beyond our understanding.
神的爱是超乎我们的理解。
They called this a love of agape.
所以我们把这个爱称为真爱。
This is unconditional love.
因为这是毫无条件的爱。
When God created us, He created us His own image.
当神造人的时候，以他的形象造了人。
From the first generation, they against God and they rebellious against God.
从人的第一代开始就已经反叛神叛逆了。
God actually created everything for man at the beginning.
神起初的时候却为人造了所有的一切。
But they do not appreciate this love of God.
但是人却不懂得去珍惜神的爱。
Not only that they want to against God.
他们不只想要背逆神。
But God still loves us.
神却一直的去爱着我们。
He's willing to offer His own Son, only Son, to come to this world, to save us. Way to He died on the cross and to restore this relationship.
甚至愿意为我们献上他独一的儿子。
We know that when the Luke chapter 50 mentioned about the prodigal son story.
我们在路加福音有浪子回头的故事。
We know that we can see that the father's heart.
我们可以看到那父亲的心。
He has two sons.
他有两个儿子。
Especially one is the second one is smart enough, and he wants to have his own portion of inheritance from his father.
特别是那一位自认为很聪明的，想要先占据他父亲财产的那一个儿子。
Second one is very smart.
第二个儿子很聪明。
He know how to use this money, entertain himself to satisfy his own flesh.
他懂得如何想要用那些钱来满足自己的欲望。
He never think about his father.
他从来没有为他父亲想过。
And he got his portion, he walked away from his father.
他拿到了他的财产之后，他就走了。
At that time, he forget about his father.
他已经遗忘了他的父亲。
He really enjoy his life with what he has, the given from father.
他从他父亲那里所得来的，尽量的享受人生。
There's a lot of friends out there.
在外面交了许多的朋友。
They come to his place to have to entertain him with himself.
那他邀许多朋友来一起来娱乐。
At that time, he feels that there's no need of his father.
在那个时候，他并不觉得他需要他父亲。
He didn't understand everything has come from his father.
他却不了解所有的一切都是从父亲那里得来的。
All his enjoyments actually come from his father.
他所有的娱乐享受都是从他父亲来的。
He never remembered that his father that how much loves him and offer him for make this kind of life.
但是他却没有想起他父亲是多么爱他。
Later he wasted all the things what he has in his hand.
到最后他花尽了他所有的一切。
And then none of the people who those entertain with him, that enjoy his life, enjoy the life with him, all just depart from him.
而那些曾经跟他一起享受娱乐的人，却一个一个离开他。
At that time, he turned out to be, it seems like a stranger in the land he lived.
突然间，他很像在他居住的地方成了陌生人。
Because nobody accepted him.
因为没有人在接受他。
At that time, and then he take care of the pig.
所以他那时候去照顾猪群。
The owners, the pig's owner only allow him to eat the pig's food.
而那个他的主人也只容许他吃猪所吃的东西。
At that time, he think about. At that time, the right heart, the true mind is coming back to him.
就在那个时候，他才想起。
It takes about tens of years to understand the love of father.
他花了十几年的时间，才终于去明白他父亲的爱。
When he himself totally wasted everything, and he doesn't have anything in his hands.And no one come close to him at that time, and he starts to remember the love of his father.
一直到他花尽了他所有的一切，他的朋友都已经离开他了，他才想起明白他父亲对他的爱。
And he willing to repent.
就在那个时候，他愿意来悔改。
You know, so far his life truly wasted.
因为他的人生已经走到了尽头。
He knows everything has come from his father.
他明白他所有的一切是从父亲那里得来的。
So he stood up and he go back to his father.
所以他站起来回到他父亲那里去。
At that time, the father, he tore to walk into his house, and then his father saw him first before actually the second son saw his father.
当他回家的路上走到了家门口，他父亲先看到他。
And then he holding his son.
他跑过去抱起他的儿子。
Welcome his son.
他欢迎他的儿子回家。
Never this father mentioned about what he has done wrong.
他的父亲再也没有提过他所做的错事。
Because his father knows he coming back to him.
因为他父亲明白这个儿子是要回来他这里的。
Most important part is he truly recovered his inside of his heart back to his father. He knows that.
但是最重要的是，这个儿子的心已经归向了他的父亲。
Nothing compared with this heart to heart to understand that.
这个时候是心对心的了解。
And because this second son truly repent.
也因为这个小儿子完全的悔改。
And father washed him and put the new clothes.
所以父亲把他穿上了新的衣服。
And prepared the big feast for him.
准备了宴席。
This is the explainer about the love of God's love.
这也是形容了神对我们的爱。
This is what we can call that this love is part of the fruit of a spirit, we can say.
而这个爱也是圣灵所结出的果子中。
Within our spiritual life,
在我们灵性的生活里
，we need this kind of experience in our Christian life.
我们需要这样子的，在基督徒生活中这样子的体会。
But sometimes we forget about our Christian life, how much we close to God, we don't know.
有时候在我们基督徒的生活中，我们仿佛忘记了我们跟神应该要有多近。
Because we come to God.
因为我们来到神这里。
Physically, we come to the church.
身体我们来到了教会。
So we think we are very close to God.
所以我们觉得我们跟神其实很近的。
We think that we understand the love of God.
我们以为我们了解了神的爱。
But when we kneel down to pray to God.
但是当我们跪下向神祷告的时候。
We don't have the feeling of a restoration of relationship with God.
我们没有感觉到我们与神关系的修复。
There's not any part of our life, our heart really touch upon the God's love.
我们的心却没有触摸到神的心。
It seems like we are physically seems quite close.
虽然肉体很像与神很近。
But when we look back our life,
但是我们回头看我们的人
生。When we do something in our life,
当我们在生活中所行的一切。
It seems like it's not God is our in control, but I myself, and we also become control in our life.
我们感觉神却不是掌握一切的，反而是我们自己掌握自己的生活。
And then we think that we still believe in God.
有时候我们想，我们还相信着神。
But we don't have any feeling of true love.
但是为什么没有感觉到真的爱呢？
Then we have to think about it.
我们应该要想一想。
I received the Holy Spirit.
我已经得到圣灵了。
I kneel down, we pray, and there is a tongue speaking within our mouth.
我们跪下祷告的时候，嘴里讲着灵言。
But where's the feeling of true love touched upon with our God, our Lord Jesus Christ?
但是那种真爱的感觉，与神心对心的感觉又在哪里呢？
We need to have a fruit of love.
我们需要有圣灵的真爱。
So truly we can restore relationship with God.
我们才可以修复我们与神的关系。
The entire Bible talking about the true love of God.
整本圣经讲的就是神的爱。
We know the First John chapter 4 mentions God is love.
在约翰福音一章四第一书四章那里说，神就是爱。
If we do not understand the love,
如果我们不了解爱
，that means we do not understand God.
那代表我们不了解神。
We know all the disciple of Jesus Christ.
我们知道主耶稣的门徒。
They follow Jesus.
他们跟随着主耶稣。
But they kind of struggle each other. Who's the greatest?
但是他们却彼此相争，要争谁是最大的。
They want to be greatest.
因为他们想要成为那个最大的。
Well, it looks like it's okay.
看起来很像没有什么问题。
I'm the one faithful to you.
因为我对你是忠心的。
I want the one better than the next my other, you know, disciple.
跟我的同伴比起来，我是比较强的。
I only to you.
因为我只是对着你。
It seems okay.
感觉很像没有问题。
But Jesus explained to them.
但是主耶稣却向他们门徒解释。
That's not what I wanted.
这不是我要你们要向你们要
求的。I don't want you to prove yourself who you are to me.
我不需要你向我证明你自己是谁。
I want you to show your true love as when you become yourself to be the one who serve others instead of being served by other people.
我需要的是你能表现那个爱，懂得去服侍别人。
You know why I came to this world?
你知道为什么我来到这个世上吗？
Not to be served, but to serve others.
不是要让人来服侍的，我来需要让服侍人的。
Even to my life to ransom for other people.
我愿意甚至献上我自己的生命。
That's why I come to this world.
这就是我来这个世上的原因。
Even at that time, all the disciples didn't understand what that means.
虽然门徒不了解主耶稣所讲的。
Even the time when Jesus died on the cross, they still didn't understand.
就是到主耶稣被钉在十字架上，他们仍然还是不了解。
But when they received the Holy Spirit, they have a Pentecost.
但是在五旬节他们受圣灵之后，
they understand that this true love of God.
他们了解了神的真爱。
And they willing to themselves offer to God.
就在那时候，他们愿意献上自己给神。
Then I can, because I myself ask myself.
我有时候也问自己。
Do you truly understand the love of God?
我自己或你明白神的爱吗？
Many times I can, when I answer to my own questions.
有时候当我回答自己这个问题的时候。
Then I say it's still far from that.
我知道我还离那个很遥远。
When I look at my own prayer,
当我看自己的祷告。
When I look at my Christian life,
当我看我自己基督徒生活。
Still very far from there.
还离那边目标很遥远。
But I want to struggle myself.
但是我愿意去挣扎。
I know my own self, flesh, my own desire.
我知道自己肉体的欲望。
But I can struggle. But I know there is a desire of the Holy Spirit within me.
但是我也是知道，在我里面也有圣灵。
I'm sure God can help me in my life.
我希望神能帮助我。
And ask God give me the heart of humility.
我求神给我一个谦卑的心。
It's not my serving God when in my life, not trying to showing up something. But I want to improve my quality of Christian life.
我这样子做并不是想要表达些什么，而只是我想要增进我基督徒的生活。
I want to bear fruit of Holy Spirit.
我想要结出更好的圣灵的果子。
I want to learn about your love.
因为我想要认识神的爱。
I want to be change my life.
我想要改变我的生活。
I truly want to be a new person.
我想要成为一个新人。
So I can truly serve others.
所以我才可以真正的来服侍别人。
I think we need to continue seeking for understanding of the fruit of love.
我觉得我们需要继续的去追求了解仁爱这个圣灵的果子。
Why are we seeking for love? Because it related with our salvation.
我们为什么要追求爱呢？因为跟我们的得救有直接的关系。
Sometimes we think that with true Jesus, we have a very simple truth, but very solid truth we have.
在真耶稣教会，我们都认为我们自己的真理非常的纯正。
Yeah, we have this truth, and we have baptized in the name of Jesus Christ, and we have to be received the Holy. We have to receive the Holy Spirit.
因为我们有这个真理，我们需要奉主耶稣基督圣名受洗，我们需要得圣灵。
We have to ask ourselves how much we relate with this salvation.
但是我们又要反问自己，我们究竟跟得救离得多
远？ We're physically baptized in the name of Jesus Christ and on the river.
我们肉体已经受了受洗了。
Because we receive the Holy Spirit simply with tongue is moving.
我们因为得了圣灵，所以我们的舌头讲灵言。
I think we have to change our life.
但是我们还是要改变自己的生活。
We have to be a new person.
我们需要成为新的人。
We're seeking for fruit of Holy Spirit.
我们为他来寻求圣灵的果子。
We're seeking for this fruit of true love.
我们寻找他来寻找仁爱的果子。
We look at the life of Jesus.
我们看看主耶稣的生活。
The leader, the 12 disciples.
当他带领十二个使徒门徒的时候
，and he in the John chapter 13 says he loved them till to the end.
在约翰福音十三章那里说，他爱他们直到最后。
This is unconditional love.
这就是毫无条件的爱。
It's not the way he loves is how much you love me, so how much I loves you.
那种爱不是你爱我多少我就回报给你的那种爱。
Unconditionally accept them.
是没有条件的去接纳他们。
Sometimes we're talking about the spiritual life.
有时候我们讲到属灵的生活。
We live in this world.
我们活在这个世上。
I can see you, you can see me.
我可以看到你，你也可以看到我。
We live in the flesh world.
我们活在这个属世的肉
体。How can we live a spiritual life?
但是我们又要怎么样活出属灵
的生活？How we can change the dimension that a physical life to the spiritual life?
我们要如何改变这个物质的生活，提升到属灵的生
活？Bible telling us a very simple way.
圣灵告诉我们很简单的方法。
Just as I love you, you love each other.
就是彼此相爱。
Let's turn to Book of John, First John.
请翻到约翰一书。
First John chapter 4.
约翰一书第四章。
First John chapter 4 from verse 7.
约翰一书第四章第七节。
First John chapter 4 from verse 7. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is from God. And everyone who loves is born of God and knows God.The one who does not love does not know God, for God is love. By this the love of God was manifested in us, that God has sent his only begotten Son into the world, so that we might live through him. In this is love, not that we love God, but that he loves us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. 11.
11节
Beloved, if God so loves us, loved us, we also ought to love one another. Verse 12.
12节
No one has beheld God at any time. If we love one another, God abides in us, and his love is perfected in us. Verse 12 is, No one has beheld God at any time.
第十二节这里说，从来没有人见过神。
If somebody asks me that, have you seen God? No, I haven't seen my eyes.
如果有人问我说你见过神吗？我一定会说我从来没有亲眼见
过神。How you can say you know how can tell you saw God? You have seen God.
那我们又要怎么说你见过神呢？
Because I have a love within me.
因为我们的心里有那个爱。
Because I love others.
因为我们彼此相爱。
And the Bible telling us this way, we can live our life within God and within the spiritual dimension.
那圣经告诉我们，当我们这样子的时候，我们就可以活在基督里，我们的生活就有属灵的生活。
Bible telling us only two things.
圣经只告诉我们两件事
情。Love your God.
是爱你的神。
Love your neighbor.
爱你的
Then you can have salvation. Let's turn to Luke chapter 10.
请翻到路加福音第十章
Luke chapter 10, verse from 25.
路加福音第十章二十五节
Luke chapter 10, verse from 25.
路加福音十章二十五节
Behold, a certain lawyer stood up and put him to the test, saying, Teacher, what shall I do inherit eternal life? And he said to him, What is written in the law? How does it read to you? 27. And he answered and said, You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, with all your strength, and with all your minds, and your neighbor.As yourself. Verse 28. And he said to him, You have an answer correctly. Do this, and you will live. But, and finish verse 28. You hear that this conversation between the lawyer, certain lawyer, and then Jesus.
这一段对话是主耶稣跟一位律法师的对话。
And then this lawyer asked Jesus, Teacher, what shall I do to inherit eternal life?
这位律法师来到主耶稣这里问他说夫子我该做什么才可以承受永生呢
This is a crucial question. Very important question.
这是一个非常重要的问题
The most important question I think is this question.
我觉得所有的问题里面这个问题是最重要的
What shall I do to inherit eternal life?
我们要该怎么做才可以承受永生
And here, Jesus said, What is written in the law?And how does it read to you? Verse 26 says.
二十六节，主耶稣就回答他说：“律法上写的是什么？你念的是什么呢？”
Instead of Jesus' answer, the lawyer answered to Jesus.
所以不是主耶稣去回答这个律法师，而是律法师回答了自己的问题。
The lawyer said, "What God says, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, and with all your minds, and your neighbor as yourself."
律法师就回答说：“你要尽心、尽性、尽力、尽意爱主你的神，又要爱邻舍如同自己。”
We should love our God with all our heart.
我们要尽心来爱神。
With all our soul.
要尽性来爱神。
And also, we have to love our neighbor as ourselves.
也同时要爱我们的邻舍如同自己。
This is fruit of the Holy Spirit.
这就是圣灵所结的果子。
When we're doing this, eternal life is given to us.
当我们这么做的时候，永生就已经给我们了。
The what we baptize in the name of Jesus Christ actually apply to us, because we understand what the meaning of our baptism, the wash away our sins.
当我们被水洗的时候，我们才能真正的明白。
Because when we baptize in the name of Jesus,
因为当我们奉主耶稣圣名受洗
，because when in His precious blood, our sins washed away.
在他的宝血里面，我们的罪被洗净了。
And his precious spirit come upon to us, protect us, guide us. He's talking about the true love of God.
他宝贵的爱临到我们这里，来保护我们，来爱我们，这就是神的爱。
How do our truth can apply that when we truly understand His love?
当我们明白他的爱的时候，真理才能应用在我们身上。
So that we're willing to follow the fruit of.Follow the desire of the Holy Spirit.
我们才愿意顺从圣灵。
This love is forever.
这个爱是永恒的。
We know the First Corinthians chapter 13.
在哥林多前书第十三章。
They mention about the love. This love is forever.
哥林多前书那里提到这个爱是永恒的爱。
In our Christian life, the most important thing is hope and faith and love.
在基督徒生活中，三样最重要的事情就是信望爱。
But Paul mentioned that what the most among the three is love.
但是保罗却提到这三样里面最重要的就是爱了。
Because God is love.
因为神就是爱。
This love will be forever.
而这个爱是永恒的爱。
This love truly motivates us our life.
这个爱是可以激励我们的。
Overcome the, all the rotten things of this world, all the desire of this world we can overcome all these things by the love of Christ.
透过基督的爱，我们就可以胜过世上所有的欲望。
Human life is follow the desire of love, actually.
人的世间人的爱是跟随肉体的欲望。
Everything in our life is involve our love.
我们所有生活的一切都是包含了爱。
Right way or wrong way?
但是包含的是对的爱还是错误的爱？
You know, heart of greedy also come from the love.
你知道吗？贪心也是一种爱。
I want this much.
我要这么多。
But then our heart is saying, no, you can have more.
但是我们的心告诉我们，你可以再多一点。
We're talking about the twisted love.
我们说的是一个已经被扭曲的爱。
David has many wives at that time.
大卫他有许多的太太。
But he wants more.
但是他还要再多。
It's a heart of greedy.
他是有贪心。
Despise the word of God.
他藐视了神的话。
And this distorted love destroyed him.
而这个扭曲的爱却扭曲了他。
Look at Solomon's life.
你看看所罗门王的生活。
Distorted distorted love that destroyed his faith.
他一个扭曲的爱扭曲了他自己本身。
We follow the true love.
我们跟随的是真爱。
This love is follow the desire of the Holy Spirit.
而这个真爱就是跟随圣灵的旨意。
It makes us to stand up and build us a true faith toward the God.
而这个爱是可以把我们建立朝向神的。
When we have a true love within us.
但是当我们心中有真爱。
The Spirit of God works with us.
那神的灵就会与我们同工。
Truly.Actively work with us then.
他就可以积极地跟我们一起同工。
Because it's not we work, but God Himself, His Spirit work within our heart then.
不是我们在工作，而是神的力量带着我们工作。
This love never failed then.
而这个爱永远不会。
This love always come out to glorify God then.
这个爱是可以使我们在神面前更完全。
We seeking for this love.
我们追求的就是这样子的爱。
I thought about the Galatians chapter 5.The Paul mentioned about this, the fruit of spirit.
再回到加拉太书第五章，这里保罗提到圣灵所结的果子。
If you look at the verse 24,
我们如果读二十四节
，Now these who belongs to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passion and desire. Verse 24 says.
二十五节。
And yes, these who belongs to Christ Jesus has crucified the flesh with its passion and desire. How is it possible?
二十四节这里说，凡属基督耶稣的人，是已经把肉体连肉体的邪情私欲同钉在十字架上了。这怎么可能呢
？If we truly understand the love of God,
我们如果真的了解神的爱
，the love of God motivate our life.
神的爱就会激励我们的生活。
Then we know that we belong to Christ.
我们就明白我是属基督的。
Then the flesh, that the flesh with its passion and desire, we can crucify it.
那我们肉体的邪情私欲，我们就可以把它钉在十字架上。
Our Christian dimension can change from flesh to the spiritual. Then,
我们基督徒的生活可以就从属世提升到属灵的。
We're looking for this kind of a Christian life.
这种就是我们所追求的基督徒的生活。
After we're seeking for this kind of Christian life in our all the brothers and sisters.
如果我们所有的弟兄姐妹都追求这样子的生活。
Every month I come there, whenever I have time, I can continue the fruit of the Spirit, love, and the next time is joy and peace and patience in this manner.
我每个月都会来这里讲道一次，那我会顺着圣灵的果子一个一个的慢慢讲下去。
I do not know love very well.
我本身并不是很了解爱。
I think my understanding is very little bit.
我觉得我所了解的爱是很少的。
I'm trying to share with you this little love.
但是我想要跟你分享我所了解的。
I want to improve myself about understanding of true love.
我愿意自己在进步，了解真的爱是什么。
Let's sing in 378.
请唱诗378首。
In the light of His word.
abides with us still, and with all who will trust and obey, trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. Not a burden we should bear, not a sorrow we share, but a toy richly repaid. Not a grief or a loss, not a frown or a cross, but it's best if we trust and obey. Trust and obey. Oh, there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. You never can prove the delights of His love until all on the altar we lay for the favor. Trust and obey, then in fellowship sweet, we will sit at His feet, or we'll walk by His side in the way. What He says we will do, where He says we will go, never fear. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey.
Now let us kneel down, we pray together.
我们下跪下来祷告。
And in the John chapter 6 says, it is the Spirit who gives life. This is John chapter 6 verse 63 says. 63.
在约翰福音第六章第六十三节那里记载,
it is the Spirit who gives life, the flesh profit nothing.
叫人活着的乃是灵, 肉体是无益的, 我对你们所说的话就是灵, 就是生命。
The word that I have spoken to you as Spirit and alive. I hope that we can follow the Spirit of God.
如果我们可以顺从神的灵,
the Spirit gives us a life.
圣灵就可以赐给我们生命。
It is a praise the Lord of all the brothers that we receive the Holy Spirit. We receive the Holy Spirit already.
我们已经领受了圣灵。
The thing is our commitment.
但是问题在我们的, 决心,
our true devotion.
我们的诚心。
We hope later that we do not be the like a prodigal son who depart from the Father.
我希望我们都不要像浪子一样离神很遥远。
I hope that all we can, the person that's like the second son, prodigal son, coming back to his Father.
反而要像那个儿子回到父亲那里一样。
This is the way we're seeking the Spirit.
这就是我们要追求圣灵。
This is the seeking the, our desire of the Holy Spirit.
这我们就是要追求圣灵的旨意。
I'm sure that all we have the desire of the Holy Spirit within us.
我知道我们在每个人的心中都有圣灵的旨意。
Now we can determine that I want to follow your desire.
我们可以决定我们是要顺从自己的欲望。
I want to understand your true love, your agape love, unconditional love.
还是我们愿意顺从圣灵的旨意，去明白真的爱，顺从
神的旨意。Please motivate my life by your true love.
愿我们的生活可以因为神的爱被激励。
So my Christian life is truly manifest for your purpose to your glory.
所以我们的生活就可以荣耀神。
Let's only pray together for 15 minutes.
我们现在来祷告。